You may be seated. So the Lord has risen, you think, huh? You think so? Yeah? Are you a little doubtful, maybe? Are you wondering, maybe? I woke up this morning and 260 of your brothers and sisters in Christ in Sri Lanka were killed by bombs at an Easter service. Is Christ really risen? Yes, he's risen. Those 260 people died because sin is still in the world. Died because Christ needs to come again. Died because we need to see Christ risen all over this world again. Christ is risen, we think. Oh, maybe you're a little doubtful. You're walking along and you think, oh, is he really risen? Are you like Mary? You go to the tomb. There's Mary and the other Marys, and they're all rushing to the tomb. It's the third day. They're going to prepare his body again, which is a weird thing in the first place. But they're going, I think, just to sit by the tomb. You've lost a loved one. You go to the grave, and you're sitting, and you're praying, and you're remembering, and you're giving thanks to God for them, and you're sitting there, and that's exactly what they were doing. And they go, and the stone is rolled away. They stick their head in. Nothing. And their worst fear is realized. You know what their worst fear was? Somebody rolled that stone away and stole the body. Because not only, like, it's kind of like a final desecration. Not only did they crucify him, but they also now are stealing the body. And that's their big fear. And then these two in white appear, which I think is Moses and Elijah, by the way. I'm going to write a paper about that someday. But anyway, these two appear. There they and they proclaim, he is not here. He's risen. Why do you look for the living among the dead? What is the matter with you? Don't you know? Don't you remember what he told you when you were in Galilee? Don't you remember he said that he must suffer and on the third day rise again? Don't you remember? And they said, oh yeah, we forgot. He's risen. And they run back to the apostles and the others who were sitting in the upper room and said, guess what? This happened. And the apostles, and be like walking and saying, well, you know, so-and-so just died, but the tomb's empty. And they know about death. They know what death is. They know all about it. And it seemed to them what? I love the term, an idle tale. And first of all, women's witnesses were not to be believed in those days, unfortunately. You know, so if you were a woman and you witnessed something, you had to find a man to witness it as well. And so Peter runs to the tomb. There's the male witness. He sticks his head in, sees the linen cloth lying there, and goes, The response to Easter is, really? Is he really risen? Is he? They scratch their heads. Mary, if you read the other Gospels, Mary Magdalene hangs around. She's still there. She's still praying. She's still wondering. She's not quite sure what's going on. In John's Gospel, we know that she's there, and she's weeping. She's weeping for the loss of her Savior, of the one whom she loved, the one she cared for. This woman who seven demons were driven out of by Jesus, who followed Jesus, became an intense follower of Jesus, and suddenly she's there weeping, and she turns around and sees somebody in the garden and says, thinking it's the gardener, says, if you've taken the body, tell me where you've laid it. And he says to her one word only, Mary, Mary. She says, Rabboni, teacher. That is the word we need to hear. Jesus turns to us and says our name. Your name. Says it. And we are to respond. Rabboni, teacher. Peyton, he says your name. Mashiach, he says your name. Helga, he says your name. Kevin, he says your name. Ramon, Jimmy says your name. He says our name. Because we are the people of God who are here this morning to say he's risen. But we're still a little unsure. Like Mary, we were unsure. We have to get a little, resurrection takes a while. It takes a while to dawn. You know, it's like the sun coming up. You see the sun, the glimmer of light, and there's a little bit of resurrection in that glimmer of light, but it's got to rise into the sky. We've got to be able to see it more fully. And it comes up. See, resurrection dawns on us. And maybe you're sitting here this morning and you're still a little skeptical. You're not sure. You're going, why am I in church this morning? I'm not sure I really believe about this. I'm not sure what I believe about this. I don't know. I don't know what I know. Is it really true? I've had so many heartaches in my life. I've had so much death happen in my life. I've had so many turns in my life that have shaken me up, have destroyed me, have brought me to my knees. And I don't know, can I really believe this? Can I? And you begin to wonder. You begin to wonder. Well, this morning, I want you to say good night to all those things that are there. I want you to say good night. And I get this from Tony Campola, who was a sociology professor in Philadelphia, but he belongs to he's the only white person in a 2,700 member church of African American people. And he says, in that church is a remarkable thing. And the preaching is just incredible. That's why he stayed. He joined that church when he was 17 years old. And he said he went to a funeral once for a young man who was 17 years old and died. And the preacher just preached about resurrection, hopefully like I'm preaching about resurrection this morning, to get you to believe about it. And he came down after he preached. He went down and comforted the family and turned to the casket that was there, which was open. And he said, the boy's name was Clarence. He says, Clarence, he died too young. He said, good night, Clarence, he said. Good night, Clarence, he died too young. He said, Clarence, good night, because he died too young. And he recounted all of Clarence's life, what he had done. He said, Clarence, good night. And he slammed down the casket. We don't do that in our church. He slammed down the casket, and he said, good night, Clarence. I'll see you in the morning. That's Easter. You need to say good night. Good night to your pain. Good night. I'll see you in the morning. Good night. It's over. Good night. The pain is gone. Good night. The suffering is done. Good night. Good night. Slam that casket down on all your fears and all your dreams that you're broken. Slam it down and say good night, because Jesus will see you in the morning. Amen.